Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Shoes, pull off your tie, pull on your bootstrap, kiss the workday goodbye, throw off your worries, kick up your heels, let yourself go now. Some talent, yeah, you know what I mean. I don't know what you got on your mind. I don't know what you're leaving behind. I don't care if it's a wedding or a wake. Just take your lives in your hands and there's someone waiting on you. Get up and do what you do.
Hello, everyone. I'm just checking everything, and everything is working correctly. So, hello everyone, welcome to Cape Overland. So as I said last week, I was preparing this week's show to be about gorillas, but unfortunately, I didn't really have time to write a script and really go over the songs that I would want to play. So for this week, I'm kind of going to be doing something a little different, where I got a gift this I got a gift this weekend, but I really appreciate it, and I think I'm just I really wanted to say thank you to the person who gave it. So thank you a lot, Diego. And so what he gave me was he gave me a live record of Caravan Palace. So actually, I think that today what I'm gonna do is just an album review of Chronologic, which was the last Caravan Palace album. So it's I'm not that happy about redoing the same artist again, but I also really just want to experiment with playing with, actually using the vinyl, because he gave me actual vinyl, so I want to experiment using that a little bit. And so I think it will be interesting. I'm going to be talking a little less today because I haven't really prepared anything, just because of a lack of time. But if you want to text me and having me, like, play some certain songs, because I think I'll be having quite a large amount of time today. So if you want to text me so that I place a certain song, just do it, or maybe even call the studio. And so I think we're about to get started, just really quickly. This is WMFO Medford, at Tufts University. This is Cape Overland, and so for today, we're going to be doing an album review of Chronologic, which is the latest Caravan Palace album. I already played, I think, 3 songs from this album when I did my Caravan Palace show, which were Plume, Miracle, and I think maybe About You. So I'm just going to be really quickly going over these, but I think I'm going to start with a side B of a record, which I think starts with Water Gun. So give me just a little second, because I need to set everything up, and I'm not exactly sure how to make vinyl work. I've seen the videos, but I'm going to be trying that now. Give me just 1 second, and I'll see if I get any sound out of it.
Ever shed the news? You ain't as big as you say. I got a vision worth something in me, yeah. And not to worry about a thing. So tell me what you really believe in. Always caught up in your own mind. I got a feeling that something's
Great, so this is What a Gun by Caravan Palace in association with Tom Bailey.
Shed the news, took living different ways, without a care, with nothing to prove, not to worry about a thing, not to worry about a thing, and it's gonna be alright. I got the feeling that something's about to change, change, change. You live, think about what you give. Think about how you live. All the things that you give. Think about how you live. Think about this, remember.
So that was What a Guns by Caravan Palace. I actually got it to work with the vinyl, so I'm really happy about that. I just stopped it because I need to really quickly make the mass on it a little bit less strong. But I'm just going to be talking really fast about What a Gun. I think it's a really good song. I didn't have time to play it last time. It's an association with Tom Bailey. So it's... I didn't get to say this before the song, but with the main lyrics and the main chords go, we could play with water guns. And it's quite a deep song because it's referring how... when we're young, we don't really care about race and where people are from. And when we're kids, we can play with anybody else. We can play with these water guns and just be with another without really having the tensions that we now have as adults. And when it's actually a reference of when the water guns become actual guns, when you become older and like the tensions between people make it so that the innocence of a child really permits people to be friends. And that kind of goes away when you become older, which is rather unfortunate. So the next song is Lena, which I haven't played in a while, I think, because it's not... it's a little bit slower, I think. But I'm just going to really quickly change the mass on it, and we're going to go right into Lena. Let's go.
Pick me up. I'm gonna rise this evening.
in Paris.
Pick me up.
Oui, c'est ça.
Great, so that just was Caravan Palace, the second song, well, one of the songs of the album. I don't really know if it's in order because I'm just playing it from the vinyl directly. If you see the sound getting a little sloppy sometimes, it's because there's a lot of things happening with the vinyl. There's a DJ mix board that we can actually use, and I'm just going to be fooling around with it just a little bit today since I don't really have a specified show, and I have a vinyl, and I've always wanted to try it out. So, this just was Lena. It's a little bit slower than the other songs, the main A-tier songs that were Miracle, About You, or Moonshine, which all have a little bit of a stronger, a heavier BPM and just heavier hits in general. But Lena is definitely just bringing it down a little bit, and it's definitely quite a beautiful sound. Well, some beautiful sound with, and it's frankly just a beautiful song. And next we're going to go into Supersonic, which I think I quite like that song, but one of my friends doesn't. But it's kind of like the weird song of the album, the weird one out. But it's still a song that I really like, and so here we go into Supersonic. You might see me doing reverb and stuff, and I'm sorry about that if it bothers you a little bit. It's just that I want to play with it and just a little bit because it's really interesting. So here we go into the next song. Right, and it's a little weird just because of how like it's structured with a lot of weird sound, especially when we get into the chorus, which I'll point out.
Thank you.
I love the sound it makes whenever it stops. It's so satisfying that. Anyway, that was the third song from the album, which was Supersonic. It's a little bit weirder than the other ones, but I really like that ending, and I kind of like the weird voices that are put. It's not for everyone, but I think like it really goes back into the origins of Cavern Palace, which I talked about in my first show, but like still, just a ton of A-list songs that are all really good. And so the next one is Ghost, and I think they performed that one live when I saw them. But here we go into Ghost, which is the next song on the album. I think I'm gonna either do a little bit more stuff on the DJ mix station or talk a little bit more during this song, but here we go. Every time, so satisfying whenever I end it. I just really quickly have to match up the songs that I've been putting, just because I accidentally didn't notice that I wasn't actually putting them on Spinitron. So here we go into the next song, which I lost. Wait. Cool. I lost the vinyl thing. So next is April, which is actually, when the band was asked, April is the song that Zoe Colotis, the main singer, well, the only singer of that band, of Cavern Palace. It's actually her favorite song to perform just because it's got so many changes in it. So let me just really quickly put it into Spinitron. And here we go into April.
Yeah. one large fields unexplored lovely things. April, please help me to run.
Amazing. The sound quality really on vinyl is just something else. I am truly vibing in the studio. So I'm just going to accelerate just a little bit because I want to play some songs that are not Caravan Palace afterwards. But just this was April. Really interesting song with like a lot of syncopation actually happening in like the song. Where it's not like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Something like that, which is really interesting from like a drummer's perspective, which is what I have, of like how the song is like in 4-4, but it really puts a lot of interesting stuff in it. I can't remember if Caravan Palace has done a song not in 4-4, but I think they did, but probably something from a while back. A lot of songs now seem to be made in 4-4. So I'm going to have to really quickly turn the vinyl around, so give me 1 second, and then we'll go straight into Miracle, which I think I'm gonna maybe cut a little bit of it, but here we go.
Cyberheads, you should think twice, cause they will make your brain melt. New device, better price, keep you feeling impressed. Stop it all, every day we'll live a miracle. Unpredictable, you don't need an upgrade anymore. Can't you see the link? Don't worry, I will teach you how to take the pill to feel the thrill and touch it all.
Right. So what's super cool about the end of Miracle is that that last sound of the end is actually the sound of a spaceship flying away. And so they release the song first and then release the music video for it. But actually seeing the music video and seeing a spaceship happen at the last moment was really interesting, because I'd been listening for the songs for months, and then that happens and I was like, oh wow, it sounded like a spaceship. It's actually a spaceship. You do not want to know how that spaceship is powered, though. It is not for everyone to see. So, I'm going to be reading a PSA because we're halfway through the show. I'm sorry for everyone who's hearing this. It's a lot less organized than it usually is. For next week, I'm going to do Gorillaz, and I think I should have time to write a good and decent script for it. But here we go. I'm just looking for a good PSA to read. I usually choose these before doing it, but let's see. Why not? This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the AD Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. So this was the passenger texting while driving prevention PSA. So we're going to be moving on rather quickly. And I'm actually considering whether I should play one of the songs in 2x speed, because I feel like that would be rather interesting, because just of how vinyls work and making the vinyl turn faster would be rather interesting. Just something really quick about how filtering and other stuff works. There's one really cool that can I do from the DJ mix set is that I can either use a low pass or a high pass filter, which a high pass filter only passes higher frequency, while a low pass filter only passes lower frequency. So that's rather interesting to use these. I've been toying around with those a little bit. I don't know if you can hear that. But here we go into the next song, which I think is about you. Here we go.
Equipped with a moon roof, then the stars will surely help with the mood we're in now.
I can't help the way I feel,
cause I never said that my heart was foolproof, but you know that I know that you love me too now.
You know that I know that you love me too now.
And if the car comes equipped with a moonroof, then the stars will surely help with the mood we're in now. Cause I never said that my heart was foolproof, but you know that I know that you love me.
Still, will you love me? Will you let me over? Cause your high heels take me higher, so your tongue won't take me under. Can you give me one night to get me over, so I can take you higher? The world goes up in fire.
So from now on, I'm just going to be playing the songs and not stopping for them. We're just going to play through the rest of the album. That was About You, mixed with Charles X, who's a really good singer. I might like the instrumental version a little bit better, but still, really good song, really solid, but really like playing it. And now we have Moonshine, which was actually one of the releases. Here we go. Single releases for the album.
Nothing to say. Yes, I'm feeling guilty.
Right, so that was just Moonshine, which a lot of people actually remix. It's a really good song, so if you like that song, you should probably check out the remixes. One of them was by Beckermat, was the guy who did Bayana, so he's really good. Next is Melancholia. I might just skip one of the last song, which is Lena, just because I want to keep a little bit of time to play songs from some of my friends want me to play, so here we go into Melancholia.
Forever, all is gone now. Should have seen it coming my way.
Every day, nothing to say. Yes, I'm feeling guilty. I'm aiming so far. Was feeling awesome anyway. I'm setting up my own shame. Bring me back my old flame, or I'll be so gone. Love me
right,
worried.
So even tried the voodoo,
seeing what I could do.
Really
can hold
like
a flood, no more world.
I was up ahead, no one could have chased me. Going high speed, didn't feel that fame would change me. Facing old fears, am I gonna stay here? Losing more sleep, surely gonna die before I wait. I was up ahead, no one could have chased me. Going high speed, didn't feel that fame would change me. What a lifetime, nothing lasts forever. All is gone now, should have seen it coming my way.
Yeah. Right, so the reason I wanted to play Fargo is just because it represents those old electro vibes, but it kind of represented my show the other day about Karen Palace. It was So this is AGR for Ryan. Shout out to Ryan, and let's go back into it.
Let it go, walk into to the show, gawking at the tricks of your sleeve. Too good to be truthful, I'm in a room full of entertainers and thieves. Used to let it go.
So a really good use of a piano here by AGR.
Should I hang my head low?
It's really bright and complements the vocals really well. Rather interesting use.
Used to hang my head low, now I hear it loud. Every stranger from Twitter is gonna burn this down.
Way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down.
Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon' burn the whole house down. We gon' burn the whole house down.
Ryan, so that was AGR for Ryan. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I wanted to do Gorillaz this week, but I just didn't have time to write a script. It usually takes me like an hour or two to write a script, and I really wanted to do it well for Gorillaz because they're so interesting, and I actually have a lot of, I guess I could say, lore behind everything they're doing. So here's just a little bit of a preview. I'm not going to do Feel Good Inc., even though it's the most famous one. I'm going to do a Gorillaz song that I actually really like, but that a lot of people don't know, but I'm going to also be playing again. So I'm just going to be playing just a little bit of a song. This is Rock the House by Gorillaz. Stay tuned for next week when I'm going to be playing this. And here we go.
That you wanna try that? It's like a flashback. So shake your ass crack. I got the boss to rock the saucer, funk a blueser, any groove to make you move. Cause taking you to another landscape is my mandate. I'm highly animated, even though I'm decomposing. So if your feet is frozen, I'ma die to see you open. MC rhyme and the DJ spin. I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down.
Right, so that's the first preview of what I'm going to do with Gorillaz next week. Here's Désolé also by Gorillaz. Just another of a little bit of a preview. Send me something if you want me to play it. Désolé meaning sorry in French. Right, and so that's Désolé, which also I'm probably going to be playing next week, so stay tuned for that. Here's another AGR song, just because I don't really know what to do with his last 10 minutes. Here we go. This is AGR, Don't Throw Out My Legos to Ryan Again.
As a grown man, I'm not to lose, I only defenders. I'm packing up whatever I can. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? Back home? Oh no, don't throw out my leg.
So all these songs are actually making me consider doing an AGR show one of these.
Home, back home. Can we keep my Legos at home? Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on.
Right, and so that was really fun. That's AGR, which I might do. It's a three-person band, but they're really interesting, and I think I'm going to do something about them for maybe a future show. So next, I'm going to be playing some Kendrick Lamar just to end things. Just want to do a little bit of mix of different stuff that I like for this end of a show. I know this hasn't been as well organized as I usually want them to be, but here we go. Rigor mortis, Kendrick Lamar, one of my favorite rappers.
Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to asses. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Ali recorded, and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan, and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme. If you the shit, then I decline. I climax where you begin, and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting style, you got a hell of an appetite. And I'm a beer for a while, just buckle up before the ride. Or knuckle up if you can fight. We always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, and usual is suicide. CSI. I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He dead. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony.
Right, so Kendrick Lamar, I'm probably gonna do a show on him too, just because I think he's so interesting in his use of bass, especially with this part. His use of bass is just really good. Here we go into a song that's recommended by me by the person who actually bought me the vinyl for my birthday. So thank you again, Diego. The vinyl sounds absolutely effing amazing. And here we go, New Amsterdam by Fox Stevenson, which is a person I did my show on last week. We have 6 minutes left. I'm gonna try playing as many songs as possible. Here we go, New Amsterdam. And so that's New Amsterdam. Next, just returning to Kendrick Lamar really quickly for V's Wall, which is his favorite song for Kendrick Lamar, and he thinks it's his best produced songs. Here we go. I'm going to be skipping the beginning of the song, but here we go. V's Wall's Kendrick Lamar.
Jacket, I'm at the guard of Nazareth, but your flood can be misunderstood. War telling me they full of pain, resentment. Need someone to live in, I'm just to relieve tension. Me, I'm just a tenant. Landlord said, the wall vacant more than a minute. The wall are vulnerable. Exclamation, interior pink, color coordinated. I interrogated every nook and cranny. I mean, it's still amazing. Before they couldn't stand me. These walls wanna cry tears. These walls happier when I'm here. These walls never could hold up. Every time I come around, demolition might crush.
If these walls could talk, I can feel your rain when it cries. Gold lives inside.
Right, and so these walls by Kendrick Lamar, probably the next artist I'm gonna... No, sorry. The next artist I'm doing is Gorillaz, and then I'll have to see what I'm doing. But I'm really interested in doing either AGR or Kendrick Lamar, but I might have more to say about AGR. Here we go into the last song I'm gonna be playing today, which I just found... I'm actually hesitating. Here we go, the last song I'll be playing today, and that's probably what I'm gonna clean the studio with. It's Good Day by Broiler, which I just found yesterday. I think it's a really good song, and here we go. Right, everybody, thank you a lot for, wow, my voice is loud, but thank you a lot for listening today. It means a lot. Sorry about not doing Gorillaz again, but that's for next week. Please tune in for Cape Overland, and I'm gonna, yeah, Tufts WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here we go. Thank you for listening, guys, and I'm gonna go clean the studio, and see ya.
Me crazy, I control it, you can roll it, you can call me out, whoa, anywhere you wanna go, you're all that I've been waiting for.